down the mountain.
History that soon will be no more. There in the heart of Cricklewood, it's called the Galty Moor, the home of Irish show bands in this land across the sea, a place that holds fond memories for folks like you and me. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. And no matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree the Galty was the greatest club of all. Through the years we watched them, those big stars come and go, Big Tom, Philomena, Brian Call and Margot, Ray and Jean to name a few, not forgetting Paddy Cole, the superstar from Mullingar, Joe Dolan, rest his soul. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. And no matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree the Galty was the greatest club of all. The night away. Soon there will be nothing left but the cold hard light of day. But before we leave the dance floor, there's one thing we must do, is ask Big Tom would he please play one last final tune. There in the heart of London, a home away from home, an icon to an era that's sadly almost gone. The greatest of them all. No matter where you come from, be it Cork or Donegal, they all agree that Galty Moor was the greatest of them all. They all agree that Galty Moor was the greatest of them all.
Tell them the days fly around.
down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope they're proud of their wandering son. This is my home.
In London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Maharadlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the dams and trees in bloom. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she'd return if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land, a Breffni lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. When her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill.
Just how you felt that day when you left from your home, and the ones you loved most hand in hand at the door cried as you walked away all alone. Godspeed you, darling, you take my heart with you. These words, they did strengthen his will, as Pat McNamara, with an ache in his heart, said goodbye to those County Clare hills. As the train left from Ennis with his hopes and dreams, as faith now had taken control, sitting there all alone, he clenched in his hand the suitcase he'd taken from home. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Here now in England, setting off to find work on a train in the darkness of night, hoping soon he could send for young Bridget to come and sweet Annie, his darling young wife. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, setting out on his journey to make a new life far away from those County Clare hills. Bound for the Midlands, the train had pulled off. Out of the window he stared. People waved to each other, but Pat felt alone with a hunger he hardly could bear. It was still dead of night at the train's destination, so he walked through the streets in the cold. The next morning he watched men jump on a works van. Pat jumped on with the rest of the load. As I stand by your graveside, I think of your life and how things must have been long ago. I'm just honored I've met and shared some of your time. You're now up in heaven, I know. This hard-working man from the west coast of Ireland, leaving home though it was not his will, never again will he see his sweet home and those beautiful County Clare hills.
The other ocean, to go back home just one more time, to where your grandma came from. If your children share the love you feel and it fills your heart with pride, you are sentimental Irish deep inside. If you're holding on to some sweet dream instead of letting go, if thoughts are filled with memories of times long, long ago, if you love each blade of grass or green from Cork to Dunedin, you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, you are sentimental Irish just like me. Do you still recall your mother's words from when you were a child? And sometimes in a crowded room you see your father smile, and you would give just anything to share this memory. Then you are sentimental Irish just like me. You are sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, and no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish just like me. Sentimental Irish with your heart upon your sleeve. Nothing in this world will ever change the way you feel. If you shed a teardrop now and then, no one else can see, then you are sentimental Irish. Sentimental Irish, you are sentimental Irish just like me.
Of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. This heart of mine is breaking. It's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friends as I leave you both behind. Both you, my love, and Ireland will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by the window as the ship sails out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. And for a few brief moments as we share our last farewell, who knows how long 'twill be before I see her lights again. The lights of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. They're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears.
Do what you do, do well, boy. do what you do, do well. Till tragedy came by, the tears ran free. He said to me, never be afraid to cry. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give your love and all of your hearts, and do what you do. Still remember, just like yesterday, a mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart. Do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart, and do what you do, do well.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board the transatlantic plane. We have nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, me boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We got brains and we got vision, we got education too, and we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look to Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home. As we look forward to another Monday, because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better
once again. So a thousand times adieu.
We've got Bono and you too, and all we're missing is the Guinness and the rain.
So switch off those new computers,
'cause the writing's on the wall.
We're leaving like our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport,
or the boat that leaves North Wall. There'll be no youth
unemployment anymore,
because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas
and airways and the trains. But if we've seen better days,
those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming home
to you again.
And we'll all be coming home to you again.
Got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. When I was just 19 years old, adventure was my key to open doors of mystery and lands across the sea. I found myself in London town, exploring all the sights, building McAlpine's blocks by day, chasing girls at night. And then Manhattan's skyline was the focus of my plan. I soon became a Yankee Doodle, Irish pub bar man. I was serving shots, cracking jokes, pulling pints of beer, when a beautiful Roscommon brogue came drifting to my ear. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She looked at me and smiled, I saw heaven in her face, and soon she was the only girl I could see in the place. We talked of home and friends we knew, swapped stories of our lives, and 2 years later to the day, she was my darling wife. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. She's a Lanesboro lady, but she's all the world to me. That's how she got my wandering heart back home to Killeshee. Those London girls and New York dames are all just history, 'cause my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me. Yes, my Lanesboro lady now, she's all the world to me.
Mm-hmm. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one ten dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only three. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride.
Best Irish music on IrishRadio.org with Jerry Byrne. Seville, a great mission bella, Siren Harrigan, fellow Reach, Hogmame watching the bar clubby, Esker me for a feeling tea, Yap me in a bitchy wata. Minig hefnem her and bella is her mark dolanish is her mohar hata kracha shillim jor solen rin karam walach der an ashtur ho camden town garas sevier. Is there a mouthful? The egg and the pillow could jory. My teeth on a glap and come on every doctor. Change the sheer and shawl of all of her pucky follies clacking cheek. Air pocky follows like in cheese. Room out of Chaw Spring. He hid the Sheen Chair Vinci Parker. He hid the Sheen Chair Shears of Three. On every ever here's a well. A wad of one hand shall we. Lair forth us less a father. Martin Fahish and Rossaville. My teeth on the clapper counter. On every three. His fish is shinching, shawl of ballers. Hair pucky follies, clack and cheese. Air pocket follows clack and chin. It's Mission Chin Chin Chalabala. Air pocket follows clack and chin.
Good afternoon, great to have you along. Let's hope you're well. Hopefully all going good for this Monday afternoon. Hopefully that all is going good with you on Wild Country, also Global Irish Radio, all over the place. Cracky one, this Shane Owens. Hey, never tire of the roads.
Dusty town, Route 66 to the westward, and hop the North freight down. California, here I come, by the psycho Pullman and the sunburned bum. Like all the soakies and low-down bums, and the police on us brown. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel. Never tire of the ways of the world, way out yonder is calling me. And the dark road leads me homewards, highway, that's my code. Lonesome voice that I heard in my head say, never tire of the road. California to the New York Island, me and my guitar, and we played in many a humble jungle, rainy skid row bar. Lonesome whistle was a sweet refrain. When you're waiting for some old freight train that carries an empty car. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel. Never tire of the ways of the world, way out yonder is calling me. And the dark road leads me homewards, and the highway, that's my code. Lonesome voice that I heard in my head say, never tire of the road. We'll be onward with our journey, and one day realize Woody might be dead and gone, but the words he wrote, they still live on. May his spirit ever shine upon the cause that never dies. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel. Never tire of the ways of the world, way out yonder is calling me. And the dark road leads me homewards, and the highway, that's my code. Lonesome voice that I heard in my head say, never tire of the road. Never tire of the road. Never tire of the rolling wheel. Never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder is called.
never tire of the road.
Ah, just Christ on there. Shadows, that's the Never Tire of the Road. Good to have you along. Hopefully you're in good form of fine fettle on this Monday. Today it's Air Force Reserve Day, America's Day, Cambodian New Year, Children with Alopecia Day, Dreams of Reason Feast Day, Holy Monday for Christians, also International Moment of Laughter Day, Dolphin Day, Donate a Book Day, Gardening Day, Look Up at the Sky Day. Pecan, as in Pecan Nuts Day, Pan-American Day, Pathologist's Assistance Day, Perfume Day, Reach as High as You Can Day, Tamil New Year, also the most celebrated, the most important date in history for the Sikh community day it is today, and World Chagas Disease Day. That's just some of the things it is for today. To the rest of us, it's just a Monday. Great to have you along. Hi, Paul Griffin, James Blair. Good to have you with us. Hope you well.
Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. Telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. Telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6. Telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Your phone call took me by surprise.
Dermot O'Hara, musician, singer and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Dermot O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Dermot O'Hara. And you can catch Dermot O'Hara on Facebook /Dermot.O'Hara Singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com. YouTube.com, Dermot Sings, and search him on Spotify, Dermot O'Hara.
Just let your love flow, like a mountain stream, and let your love grow, with the smallest...
Keep your finger on the pulse, on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment, by The Irish World, every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Hi, it's JJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
Sunday morning, with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet today. I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs that I've been picking. But I lit my first and watched the smoke kept playing with the can that he was taking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes somebody feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw the daddy with laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside the Sunday school and listened to the songs that they were singing. I crossed the empty street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. Through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes somebody feel alone. There's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound on the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down on the sleepy city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Ah, what a cracking song that is. Jerbo O'Hara, hey, it's Sunday morning coming down. Irish Radio, good to have you along. Listen, hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and find fettle. Some great new releases in as of today. And this is Big Shay. Good song from him. It's called Hello, Mr. Lonesome. Or even Hey, Mr. Lonesome. Big Shay. Good one indeed. Which is on the way somewhere. Yep. It's just about to go.
I'll be sitting in this bar till the early dawn it brings,
accusing me in four-letter words. I'm a victim of a cheater. I've been fooled by a woman once again. Should have known what can happen to the best laid in plans of mice and men. I can't give her golden diamonds or install her in a mansion on a hill. Maybe I should be untrue and make her promises I know I can't fulfill. Well, if that's the way to keep her hanging on to tie up in the sky, then I'll be like her other man, living life and loving on a lie. So hey, Mr. Lonesome, why are you sitting all alone, trying to learn to go? Hey, Mr. Lonesome, don't you think it's time to lose those cheater victim blues? I'm a loser, and the liquor makes it easier to cry. Though the heartaches will be waiting, and the sober man awakens by and by. Well, if that's the game she's playing, choosing flowers like the honeybee. If that's the song she's singing, then I'll join in the harmony. Mr. Lonesome, why are you sitting all alone, drowning in the blue? Hey, Mr. Lonesome, don't you think it's time to lose those cheater victims?
Christ off there, Big Shay, hey, Mr. Lonesome, cracky stuff indeed, and sounding good. Irish Radio it is. It's great to have you along. Hope you're well, hope you're in good form and fine fettle on this Monday afternoon. Today it's American Dictionary of the English Language in 1828. Noah Webster registers the copyright for the publication of the first American Dictionary, entitled American Dictionary of the English Language. Who knew? Mike Denver, Liam O'Connor. Cracky version of the Galway Show. Hi, James Blair, Della Mullen, Tom Aborigine.
Nearer and more in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. With a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was a Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. She said, come in, sir, and meet me, father, and play to please him, the foggy Jew. I played the blackbird, the stack of barley,
glory and the foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linen, and the tears they welled in her eyes of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, not at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl. All in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. She said goodbye, sir. She cried and kissed me, but my heart remains with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulder was the Galway shawl. Around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
Cracky stuff there, great song, good version. That is the Galway shawl, Mike Denver, Liam O'Connor. Irish Radio, it's good to have you with us. Hopefully that you're in good form and fine fettle. Cracky one, this. This is a guy from Tipperary, Gerry O'Brien. Not our Gerry O'Brien, it's another Gerry O'Brien from Tipperary. This is One Horse Town.
Joe stepped down from a toy town train with a smile upon his face, bloodshot eyes and a bad disguise, never going back to that place. Joe's been working in a foreign land for the beer and the smell of a pound. When the money's gone, it won't be long till he's a prisoner in this town. One horse town, happy to be there. One horse town, way to get out. One horse town, there's nothing like it. There's a new face going round in this one horse town. Joe says he's gonna be happy, gonna make it work this time. He knows someone who knows a man would start him on a line. But Joe, he's always happy, nothing's gonna bring him down. When the money's gone, he'll get along, he's got friends in this one horse town. One horse town, happy to be there. One horse town, couldn't wait to get out. One horse town, there's nothing like it. There's a new face going round in this one horse town. If plans were made from silver and dreams were made from gold, I guess Joe would have more dough than the banks could ever hold. But Joe knows he'll never keep away from the beer and the smell of a pound. Folks here say he'll be on his way when the toy train comes around. One horse town, happy to be there. One horse town, couldn't wait to get out. One horse town, there's nothing like it. There's a new face going around in this one horse town. One horse town, happy to be there. One horse town, couldn't wait to get out. One horse town, there's nothing like it. There's a new face going around in this one horse town.
One horse town. One horse town.
One horse town.
Ah, great. So, Jerry O'Brien there from Tipperary. Ah, that's a warhorse town. It's good afternoon to you. If that's your question, in case you ever answer it, should be an email to Jerry, G-R-Y, Jerry at irishradio.org. Cracky stuff, this. Go.
My head, it hurts, my wallet's worse, I scarce know what to do. The weekend's almost over, although this is hardly new. The time was almost worth it, my life's a constant fight. It's because of this that I am now a victim of last night. The session started at 6 o'clock, it was just me and the lads. So I tuned up me old guitar and I filled an empty glass. Another weekend's rolled around, but still the same old scene. The crack's already started, and it's only 6:15.
By the time the clock reached 7, in some state the boys were in. Poor James had passed out on the couch, I don't know where he found the gin. The drink had all gone dry by then, we were nice and prime. So down the local wheel went, with women on our mind.
My head, it hurts, my wallet's worse, I scarce know what to do. The weekend's almost over, although this is hardly new. The time was almost worth it, my life's a constant fight. It's because of this that I am now a victim of last night.
Well, at our destination, a maiden night it's by. With gorgeous locks of ginger hair and a twinkle in her eye. Then when I approached her, I had to say who's next. For once I saw her face up close, she revealed to be my ex.
My head, it hurts, my wallet's worse, I scarce know what to do. The weekend's almost over, although this is hardly new. The time was almost worth it, my life's a constant fight. It's because of this that I am now a victim of last night. Over and the sun is coming up. I realize that all this fun is just not worth the fuss. To drink until it's light out and suffer Sunday's pain. But
But somehow come next Saturday, I'm back at it again.
My head, it hurts, my wallet's worse, I scarce know what to do. The weekend's almost over, although this is hardly new. The time was almost worth it, my life's a constant fight. It's because it is that I am now a victim. Oh, my head, it hurts, my wallet's worse, I scarce know what to do. The weekend's almost over, although this is hardly new. The time was almost worth it, my life's a constant fight. It's because it is that I am now a victim. It's because it is that I am now a victim of last night.
Hey, a victim of last night. Good afternoon to you. Great to have you along. Hope you're well. Hi, Paul Griffin. Elizabeth Buttocks. Good to have you along. Paul Griffin. Hi to you, Paul. Hopefully you're well. Hopefully all going good. Cracky sound this. Just to you, Paul Griffin. Kilna Hagen featuring Simon Sheeran, The Hobby, and Islands in the Stream.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I said I'd to get you with a fine tooth. Inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together, making love with each other, Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. Each other, from one lover to another,
I can live without you if the love was wrong. Everything means nothing if you gotta know. Why you just walk in the night, slowly losing sight of the real thing?
But that won't happen to us, and we got no doubt. Too deep in love that we got no way out, and the message clear. This could be the year for the real thing. No more will you cry, baby, I'll hurt you never. We started and there's one, he'll love forever. We can ride it together, making love with each other.
Christ off there. Islands in the Stream, Clona Hagen, together with Simon Sheeran, The Hobby, and that's Islands in the Stream. A very good afternoon to you for this Monday afternoon. Today, back in 1841, the very first detective story was published. Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue. published in April of 1841. Who knew? There we go. Irish Radio. Great to have you along with you on Global Irish Radio, also on Wild Country.
Most people say...
Yahoo! How's your cooking there, Pat? Are you all right? Hello, DJ Terry here. Just to remind you about my Saturday show, every Saturday, live here on irishradio.org from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. We're also live on all your radio apps. We're also live on Facebook, playing the best of Irish and the best of Irish country. Taking your requests and dedications live here on irishradio.org. How's she cutting there, Pat? Are you all right? So, yeah, don't forget, pop in on Saturday from a show from 1 o'clock until 3, DJ Terry, live on irishradio.org. How's she cutting?
Yahoo! Oh, great new release. Good one, Paddy Tracy. The hard times loving can bring you.
I just called to say I miss you and I'm lonely, and I wish I could be there all the time. But the job says I'll be here another winter, and honey, you know work is hard to find. City nights can seem so long without you. There's nothing but cheer that I look forward to. I just hope and pray that you're still missing me, girl, just as much as I've been missing you. But please God, I'll be in Ireland for the springtime, and I'll buy for you a golden wedding ring, and I'll hold the hand that held us man together through the hard times that loving can. Much time unless on Sundays, and I've been working 14 hours a day, but I don't mind the work, I need the money, so that things don't have to be this way. And I'll build a little home for you and I, dear, with children that the hand of God may bring, and I'll hold the hand that held us a man together through the hard times that loving can bring. But please God, I'll be in Ireland for the springtime, and I'll buy for you a golden wedding ring, and I'll hold the hand that held us a man together through the hard times that loving can bring. But please God, I'll be in Ireland for the springtime, and I'll buy for you a golden wedding ring, and I'll hold the hand that held us a man together through the hard times that loving can bring. Through the hard times that loving can bring.
Ah, oh, Christ off there. From on his own, Paddy Tracy, and the hard times that loving can bring, the brand new release from him out today. Good afternoon, great to have you along, hoping you're well.
Hi, it's Barry Owen here. Make sure you tune in and listen to Jerry Byrne on irishradio.org for the very best in Irish and country music.
Ballon Hinch Owen, Barry Owen, stand up in the crowd.
Stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. Don't ever feel like you're all alone. When you get doubts and you feel alone, gonna show you the way, gonna carry you home. When it's so dark and you can't see, and you need a friend for company, don't be afraid to call my name. Well, I've been there, I've felt the same. Stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. Don't
ever feel like you're all alone. When you get doubts and you feel alone, I'm gonna show you the way, I'm gonna carry you home. The road ahead can seem too long, and you feel deep down you don't belong. Don't give up the fight, you've gotta stay strong. The darkest hour is just before dawn. Stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. And don't ever feel like you're all alone. When you get doubts and you're feeling low, I'm gonna show you the way, you're gonna carry you home. And don't ever think you've reached the end. Hope is right around the bend. Just call my name, I'll be right there. Count on me, you can depend. Stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. And don't ever feel like you're all alone. When you get doubts and you're feeling low, I'm gonna show you the way, I'm gonna carry you home. I stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. I don't ever feel like you're all alone. When you get doubts and you're feeling low, I'm gonna show you the way, I'm gonna carry you home. Stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. Ever feel like you're all alone. When you get down, so you feel alone, I'm gonna show you the way, gonna carry you home. I stand up in the crowd and sing it out loud. I don't ever feel like you're all alone. When you get down, so you feel alone, I'm gonna show you the way, gonna carry you home. I'm gonna show you the way, gonna carry you home.
Ah, Christ off. From Ballinahinch, County Down, Barry Owen, that is Stand Up in the Crowd. Southbound composition. Great to have you along. Hi, James Blair. Good to have you along. Warren Buchanan, your song is on the way. Today, back in 1894, the very first public showing of Thomas Edison's kinetoscope, as in moving pictures, was displayed. Now, that went on to be a thing. Cracky one has requested Gumby Humphreys, number two in the charts, proving popular. Self-plan composition, Gumby Humphreys, this is the Gravel Road.
The sun is setting over that old gravel road. Your hand in mine feels like we're going home. We drive to moon. Shows us the way in a pickup truck. Memories are made. Let me be your favorite song, the one you turn to when the night's so long. In every verse we'll find our place. Stars that dance in your eyes, singing along to those sweet lullabies. With every mile I'm feeling closer to you. In this melody our love rings true. Let me be your favorite song, turn to when we
in the rhythm of our love.
Ah, Christ of Us Requested, great old Gutty Humphreys. That is the Gravel Road, Irish Radio with you at globalirishradio.com. Also on Wild Country, how to our friends in Wild Country. It's great to have you with us, hopefully that you're in good form.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Jerry Byrne. Streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
And with your Wild Country, fancy your request, dedication, whatever else it is, shoot me an email to Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, at irishradio.org. Ah, Seamus Moore, Flute Out on the Moon.
It was in the town of Dingle, in the merry month of June. Pat McGee was drinking beer in Brannigan's saloon. A tall man in a shiny suit, Pat McGee did say, "The President, he wants you, Pat, at the White House right away. Put on your fancy helmet and pull your tunic tight. We've just received a message from our floating satellite. There's leprechauns in outer space, we have to plot and plan. They don't speak any English and they want to carry man. You won't be lonesome on the trip, we have a pal for you. Her name is Philomena, she's a monkey from the zoo. She speaks the Gaelic very well, she's full of airs and grace. She'll be your navigator as you fly through outer space. So give me a keg of brandy and a bucket of Irish stew, 60 pounds of sausages and a barrel of Mountain Dew, a packet of gum and a pint of rum, a knife, a fork and spoon. We're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're heading for the moon. The rocket roared and shivered all through the starry night. McGee said to the monkey, it's a grand and glorious sight. Push that button, mind that wheel, you hairy big baboon. You're working for the President, we're flying to the moon. The moon was dark and dreary, Philomena gave a moan. Sure it looks like Connemara with all them rocks and stones. Then from out the silent night there heard an awful scream, and there upon the lunar rock stood a little man in green.
Me name is Patsy Mulligan and I am the leprechaun. I'm king of all the little folks, so don't step on me cons. You're welcome to this planet that includes the monkey too. Before we start our conference we'll have some Mountain Dew.
So give me a keg of brandy and a bucket of Irish stew, 60 pounds of sausages and a barrel of Mountain Dew, a packet of gum and a pint of rum, a knife, a fork and spoon. We're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're flying to the moon. Well, they swallowed all the brandy and they ate the Irish stew. They chewed the gum and sipped the rum and drank the Mountain Dew. The monkey ate the sausages, she used a fork and spoon. And by early dawn every leprechaun was flutered on the moon. At tea time that same evening
behind a lunar rock. They all sat down on mushrooms and talked till 10 o'clock. Then Patsy Mulligan lost his cool and shouted out,
"Fair play!
We can't afford your income tax, it's time you flew away. Tell them down in Kerry, when your rocket splashes home, we don't want any humans here, we'd rather be alone. We don't want television, fancy cars or radios. We leave them to the madmen in that planet down below. So give me a keg of brandy and a bucket of Irish stew, 60 pounds of sausages and a barrel of Mountain Dew, a packet of gum and a pint of rum, a knife, a fork and spoon. We're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're flying to the moon. Yes, we're off tonight in the pale moonlight, we're flying to the moon."
Ah, Christ, I flew on the moon, Seamus Moore. But hey, away he goes. Good to have you along, listen, I hope you're well, and hopefully that all is good. Brand new release, hot off the presses today, David Connor. This is the day I left Castlebar. The song recorded by Big Tom was actually written by the legendary Dermot O'Brien.
Well, I once had a sweetheart, and I loved her well, and she told me that she loved me. Her parents had money, but I hadn't any, but she married another like me. So I took my last view of the scenes that I knew, the old town and the mountains afar. The curlew was calling, the autumn leaves falling, the day that I left Castlebar. I knew that another I never would find that would equal her beauty and grace. And I knew for to get her right out of my mind, I would move to a far distant place. So I took my last view of the scenes that I knew, the old town and the mountains afar. The curlew was calling, the autumn leaves falling, the day that I left Castlebar. My father and mother said tears they did shed, and the sorrow was great, I could tell. And sad invitations from friends and relations as they waved me their last farewell. So I took my last view of the scenes that I knew, the old town and the mountains afar. The curlew was calling, the autumn leaves falling, the day that I left Castlebar. Now I'm not the first, and I won't be the last, that had to go sailing away. In London, Chicago, New York, San Diego, you'll find us wherever we stray. So I took my last view of the scenes that I knew, the old town and the mountains afar. The curlew was calling, the autumn leaves falling, the day that I left Castlebar. So I took my last view of the scenes that I knew, the old town and the mountains afar. The curlew was calling, the autumn leaves falling, the day that I left Castlebar. The curlew was calling, the autumn leaves falling, the day that I left Castlebar.
Ah, Christ, off there. David Connor, the day that I left Castlebar. Cracky one, that. Irish Radio, good afternoon. Hope you're well. Hope you're in good form and fine fettle for today. Cracky song. Later on, 3 days' time, the anniversary of the Big Tom, 17th of April. Hi, Larry Johnson, hope you're well. This is the classic, Four Country Roads.
Four country roads, winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads, leading to the friends I left behind. Dusty roads, winding winding to the town of Penmaddy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the times I long to see my hometown once again. And one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lies. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadows. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Highways to my heart. Four roads from Glenamad. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenamad are the four dusty byways to my heart. The four country highways to my heart.
Ah, classic memory, the legendary Big Tom on those four country roads. Larry Johnson, good to have you along in Anchorage in Alaska, 5:30 a.m. on the first cup of coffee. Larry, it's great to have you along. Listen, I hope you're well. Hope that you're in good form and fine fettle. Brand new release, hot on the presses, just today from Lucinda Wilson. And this is her take on the classic song, Caledonia. Lucinda Wilson.
Stranger, know that it would make me more than sad. sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest choir. The flames of gold don't get any higher, they've withered now, they've gone. And I'm steady thinking my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. Hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, and I will.
Oh, Christ, off there. Lucinda Wilson, nice version of that's her take on Caledonia. Today, back in 1912, Titanic, the world's largest ocean liner, was hit by an iceberg off Newfoundland and sank in the early hours of April the 15th in the year 2012. Just some of the things that happened from back in the day.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353 89 484 0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10. Telephone 020 8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15. Telephone 020 7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6. Telephone 020 7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday. Open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Your phone call took me by surprise.
Dermot O'Hara, musician, singer and entertainer.
It's time to say goodbye to yesterday.
Dermot O'Hara, singer and entertainer.
On the Sunday morning sidewalk.
Dermot O'Hara. And you can catch Dermot O'Hara on Facebook / Dermot.O'Hara Singer. Website DermotO'Hara.com. YouTube.com Dermot Sings. And search him on Spotify, Dermot O'Hara.
Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport, and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Hi, it's JJ Terry here. I hope you can join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 7 till 10, playing the best of Irish, the best of Irish country, some new releases, and taking your requests live here on irishradio.org.
Kick off your shoes, take a turn around the floor, and dance away your blues. These are the happy times my memory still recalls, when Grandma sang and Grandpa took the fiddle from the wall. All those happy times we had soon makes me wanna smile. I close my eyes and drift back then for just a little while. My memory still recalls when Grandma sang and Grandpa took the fiddle from the wall.
Off Effie Neal, the fiddle on the wall. Betty Wells, afternoon to you, Betty. Good to have you along. Hopefully that you're well and in good form. Today, back in 1914, the US head of the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company patented the non-skid tire pattern. Now, that became a thing. Did you know that ferrets, dogs and monkeys were the most popular pets in the Roman Empire? Rather than having cats to hunt down mice and rats, the Romans used ferrets. They had dogs used as sentries and guards, whilst they had monkeys for entertainment. There you go, who knew? Was back in the day. Warren Buchanan, good to have you along. Warren, New Zealand, hopefully life is good. Requesting this one beautiful song, Leah Mannering. This is The Rose in Her Hair.
In her eyes there was moonlight, and the rose in her hair.
In my arms there was no one, so I put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally went, I went home with the scent of the rose in her hair. On her face there was beauty, a picture to see. In her arms there was someone she loved more than me. In my mind was a vision, so lifelike and clear. When I finally went, I went home with the scent of the rose in her hair. In her eyes there was moonlight, and the rose in her hair. In my arms there was no one, so I put her there. On her lips was a promise, in my heart was a prayer. When I finally went, I went home with the scent of the rose in her hair. And then I awakened, it was only a dream. For she lay there beside me, so gently asleep. As I kissed her in slumber, I whispered a prayer, and peacefully went back to sleep with the scent of the rose in her hair. As I kissed her in slumber, I whispered a prayer, and peacefully went back to sleep with the scent of the rose in her hair.
That just cries off Liam Manor in there, the song The Rose in Her Hair. Lovely, lovely one. Warren Buchanan, just for you. Today, back in 1927, the very first Volvo car premiered in Gothenburg in Sweden, and that went on to become a thing. Did you know that tablecloths were originally designed to be used as one big communal napkin? Children wiping their mouths on tablecloths today wouldn't be generally acceptable, but that was actually original use. Guests were meant to wipe off their hands and face on a tablecloth after a messy feast. Oh boy. Hi, Caroline Wall Dixon. Good to have you along out of the Canary Islands. Here she is.
Complete dirty clothes.
Ah, Christ off there. Carla Wall Dixon, hey, go to me, Trouble. Irish Radio, good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. Great release, this one. Good recording. Mervyn Owens, I'm Not Old, on Cabin for Sale.
While strolling along in the country, reviewing the things new and old, I found an old-fashioned log cabin, so beautiful there to behold. A stranger was standing in silence, his eyes firmly fixed on the door. My heart did pity to see him, for these are the words that it bore. On the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, an old open bucket and well. He returned to keep a log on the fire, and the light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for the son whose last promise had failed. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more, there's an old log cabin for sale. A welcome I read on the floor mat, an old faded rug by the door. The hands of an angel had made it, with many a prayer said before. In an old rocking chair she was waiting, for one glimpse of him how she yearned. But now he was standing in silence, too late, yes too late he returned. On the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, an old oaken bucket and well. He returned to keep a log on the fire, and the light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their son whose last promise had failed. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more, there's an old log cabin for sale.
Ah, Christ, there's an old log cabin for sale. Mervyn Owens, great song. By the way, next Saturday night, I shall be supplying the tunes in the Shamrock Club, Ridgeway, Welland Garden City. Afterwards, it's Sean Cuddy on tour from Ireland. And next Sunday evening in Feely's 99 Union Road in Clapham.
Hi, folks, Easter Sunday. I'm Levi here. I hope you can join me every Friday from 5 to 7pm Irish UK time for the Glenn Levi Country Show on irishradio.org. And then for the rerun on Sunday from 8 to 10pm. It is a recorded show, but I hope you enjoy it just the same.
It didn't mean that.
When I slept in the graveyard, a camp by the riverbank, we fed ourselves from the food of the land and quenched our thirst with rain. We never did allow no roots to grow beneath our feet. Gypsy Joe and me. Oh, we had walled each other and the rags upon our back. Closest thing to a home we knew was some abandoned shack. But we had all we wanted and the rest we didn't need. Life is free and simple for Gypsy Joe and me. Dog I found by the road.
Price of Gypsy Joby, Bernie Heaney. Great recording, same. That's all was it for me today. Shall be back next Saturday. Listen, David Marks on the way here on Irish Radio. Leaving you with a snippet of Anthony McBride. Good song, Arms Full of Empty.
Oh, you took my car and you took my money. Done me wrong and that ain't funny. Left me standing here and looking silly. Jumped aboard that silver plane. Waved at me through the window pane. Left me with my arms full of empty. Well, I'm so sick and tired of getting up, so sick and tired. Tired of dirty clothes and dirty dishes. Tired of all the peace of mind that drives me up the walls. I'm tired of having arms full of empty. Oh, you took my car and you took my money. Done me wrong and that ain't funny. Left me standing here and looking silly.